Painted rice cake, Ehe Dogen. All Buddhas are realization. Thus, all things are realization. Yet no Buddhas or things have the same characteristics. None have the same mind. Although there are no identical characteristics or minds, at the moment of your actualization, numerous actualizations manifest without hindrance. Do not use the measure of oneness or difference as the criterion of your study. Thus it is said, to reach one thing is to reach myriad things. To reach one thing does not take away its inherent characteristics. Just as reaching does not limit one thing, it does not make one thing not separate. To try to make it not different is a hindrance. An ancient Buddha said, a painting of a rice cake does not satisfy hunger. Know that a painted rice cake is your face after your parents were born, your face before your parents were born. All rice cakes actualized right now, are nothing but a painted rice cake. If you look for some other kind of painted rice cake, you will never find it. You will never grasp it. So as you can see, we've spent some weeks looking into Dogen. And Dogen is tough. So if you read that and are just feeling kind of confused and flummoxed and maybe a little frustrated, you're probably not alone. And my hope in sharing these passages and talking about them, spending some time talking about them, as much as anything, is to just offer kind of an on-ramp to something, to a kind of practice, really, that will take you much further than this talk will. This is just a way to begin, a way in. That's how I think of these talks. And I encourage everyone to read these passages, these sutras, again and again on your own time, maybe before you sit, just to read it and see what lines feel like they illuminate something for you each time. And it may be different each time. That's part of the power of Dogen. I think of Dogen not as like an essay, but as poetry, something that's evocative, metaphorical, that is making Dharma points, but is also invoking a kind of appreciation of our lives. And our lives are ever-changing, so the way that we relate with Dogen is also ever-changing. This piece begins, all Buddhas are realization, thus all things are realization. Because Buddhas and things, dharmas, are not separate. Yet no Buddhas or things have the same characteristics. None have the same mind. Each of us in this room is a Buddha, and yet we are all different. Although there are no identical characteristics or minds, at the moment of your actualization, numerous actualizations manifest without hindrance. Although we are each of us unique in the way we manifest, and in this very moment, each of us sitting on different cushions with different bodies, these words arising for you in a different way from the way they are arising for other people. Nonetheless, this moment of actualization is an actualization of all beings and for all beings. And he goes on, he says, do not use the measure of oneness or difference as the criterion of your study. Thus it is said, to reach one thing is to reach myriad things. So this is where we begin to move into this wonderful dance that Dogen does of emptiness and form, we might say. I thought it'd be interesting, and we're going to see how this plays out with the rice cake. Be interesting to take a moment and just reflect on oneness, what that is, and difference. So we've certainly heard the Dharma. There are some teachers, and it's a beautiful teaching, to be honest, a real Dharma gate, when teachers say, there's just the oneness of reality, the oneness of reality. Something about the functioning of some vastness, interconnected cosmic vastness that's at work. And of course, we're just part of the play of the cosmos. The sense also of not being separate. And we've talked about this at length before, but we're not separate from the food we eat. We eat it. And there's this feeling like, well, I'm separate from it before I eat, but then I eat it and become one with it. We can have that notion. But when we look very deeply into it, we can find that the lines that we draw are rather arbitrary in many ways. We're differentiating self from other, and we can get very caught in our ideas of self and other. But what's interesting is that in some respects, this is just one sensory world for each of us. Without our senses, the world disappears for us. There is some way that this whole world is a painted rice cake, painted by our senses. Our senses creating for each of us the entire universe. And we might think about first cause and get lost in all kinds of philosophical questions. What is the universe that is not sensed by any person? But these are not really important questions to us. We are investigating things as they are and what is. And for us, there are schools of Buddhism, they call them mind-only schools. Everything is a manifestation, like a mental formation, generated in the mind. Everything we experience is a mental formation. Our thoughts, the taste of food, the sight of food. Since it is all representation in some way, we might say. Since it is all mind, we might say there's no difference between anything. Everything is empty of its own intrinsic separate essence. So we have moved down the path of investigating the Dharma, the teachings of the Buddha. And in moving down that path of investigating the philosophical teachings of the Dharma, which are a very important inroad for many people, we can also get very lost. We're generating mental formations about the nature of reality, about the nature of the self. We might say the self is just a dependent arising and doesn't have any fixed essence, and therefore there is no self. And in a dharmic sense, philosophically speaking, we can track that logic and it might make some sense. But what Dogen is saying is, that's not realization. That's what Dogen is quoting Buddha when he says, Buddha says, a painting of a rice cake does not satisfy hunger. Teachings about emptiness, teachings about non-self, teachings about oneness, the oneness of reality. These are not satisfying. So Dogen is inviting us to go beyond the teachings, to investigate with our Dharma eye, with our practice. And so he says, to reach one thing is to reach myriad things. To reach one thing does not take away its inherent characteristics. An apple is not an orange. They don't taste the same. These two are different things. They are separate from each other. The sound of the bell is not the same as the sound of the clappers. They each are distinct and in their own place. To try to make it not different is a hindrance, says Dogen. So to try to think our way to oneness doesn't work. A painting of a rice cake does not satisfy hunger. Know that a painted rice cake is your face after your parents were born, your face before your parents were born. Now, of course, what Dogen does is so beautiful and so like Dogen. He turns it on its head. What he's saying here is that the words themselves, they are it too. The teachings of the Dharma are also thus showing up in exactly this way, as these words out of my mouth now, as this particular sutra. Hear them, hear the thusness of these words. Know that a painted rice cake is your face after your parents were born, your face before your parents were born. All rice cakes actualized right now are nothing but a painted rice cake. If you look for some other kind of painted rice cake, you will never find it. You will never grasp it. So what he's doing is inviting us into our encounter that we are having in this very moment with this sutra, with this painted rice cake. Actualize this sutra right now. And you have a painted rice cake. You have your original face. Your face after your parents were born, your face before your parents were born. If you look for some other kind of painted rice cake other than exactly this, you will never find it. You will never grasp it. It's interesting where Dogen's sutras end. Sometimes I like to imagine, I wonder what the next sentence would say. Something like, except when you do. When you do grasp it, then you will grasp a painted rice cake. Always waking up exactly where we are with what we are encountering in this very moment. The practice. The practice is not the same as the Dharma, as the teachings. Neither is it different. The mind is so dualistic in the way that it functions. We separate this from that. We separate the rice cake from the painted rice cake. We separate realization from being unrealized, enlightenment from when we're lacking enlightenment, Buddha nature from everything that isn't Buddha nature. And we imagine that these distinctions are real. We imagine that they are true in some way. Perhaps we imagine that we are not Buddhas. We are just painted rice cakes. Dogen is inviting us beyond whatever places we tend to get stuck. Wherever we feel that we have realized something and are holding on to that particular understanding, we are invited to step beyond that particular understanding into something new, into what is arising in this moment. And it won't be what was arising in the last. This can be frustrating for the mind that wants to hold on to a particular understanding. We might imagine, therefore, that we need to stop understanding things. And Dogen is saying, that's ridiculous. We will continue to understand things. Painted rice cake after painted rice cake. And we can encounter those thought formations in the very same way that we encounter anything, any other sensory experience. It's no more or less real. Our tendency is to take our thought formations and give them greater reality than, say, our feelings or the sensory world. But then it's funny, we start distinguishing and maybe we have an opening where we in some way break through the bureaucracy of our conceptual formations and we are touched in the heart by who knows what. It could be anything. I'm telling you, it could be anything. You could be at Sesshin and you could step outside one day and find an old aluminum can that is rusty right through the bottom, and you could see how beautiful it is. We have these experiences. We hear the cars driving by outside. And it just feels like it's traveling right through your own heart mind. We feel the intimacy of the world very much with us. Sound of water running down gutters. Sensations of our bodies on the cushion. And perhaps everything, self and other, completely fall away. We might imagine that's the real rice cake. I got to hold on to that because that's the me that I like the best. But everything we encounter is our life. Perhaps after we have, in the next moment, in this moment, we have a surge of memory, of grief, of anger, of regret, shame. We think, oh, that's not it. That's the painted rice cake. That's a concept. I'm supposed to avoid that. That's what makes me suffer. It's precisely our tendency to defy that actually exacerbates our suffering. But if we allow it all to come and go, just come and go, encountering everything as our life, without distinguishing between painted rice cake and real rice cake, without distinguishing between mind and outside of mind, without saying everything is mind either, extra, just extra, Everything is one. That's extra two. We don't need it. There isn't any thought formation that can contain your life. And yet there are thought formations, and they too are it. Everything is it. Nothing to be avoided, nothing we need to control. Everything is, what's the word, who can say, sacred? I don't know. That's probably Zen blasphemy to say that. But sometimes it feels that way.